By 1529, Nostradamus was a recognized apothecary in his own right, and regularly dispensed remedies to the sick. His first major challenge came in the early 1530s when plague broke out in France. As he traveled from village to village, he became well known for the success of his treatments. While his techniques might seem like common sense nowadays, they were at that time considered radical treatments. First, he insisted that all those who died must be quickly taken to a nearby plot and buried. People today are familiar with the legendary cry, "Bring out your dead," but in the early 1500s, this was a significant concern. It was not uncommon for a body to remain in a house for several days while the family mourned and prepared for the burial. Even worse, there were those who, without families to care for them, simply died in the streets and were left there to decay. Based on observations during his travels, Nostradamus insisted that this practice be stopped and that the bodies be quickly and properly disposed. Next, he insisted that people leave their cramped quarters for the fresh air of the countryside, not realizing that the dreaded Black Death came from the fleas on the rats in their own houses. People were inclined to shut themselves up in the hopes of avoiding human contact. When they went outside, they were away from the fleas and able to breathe fresh air. Likewise, those who could make it to the countryside had access to better, cleaner drinking water. Finally, as an apothecary, Nostradamus developed his own medicinal treatment, which he called rose pills. These consisted of rose petals ground with green cypress dust, lime aloes, calamus, iris, and cloves. This mixture, which was high in vitamin C, proved to be effective in strengthening the bodies of the sick to fight off disease. When offered in combination with his orders not to bleed the patient, it proved to be one of the most effective treatments of the day. Despite this apparent medical success, or perhaps inspired by it, Nostradamus enrolled in the University of Montpellier in order to study medicine and become a medical doctor. Unfortunately, the university had a strict policy against accepting any student who had been in a manual trade. When the procurator discovered that Nostradamus had worked as an apothecary, he insisted that the young man be expelled. The document that formally expelled Nostradamus can still be viewed in Montpellier's faculty library, and it accused Nostradamus of slandering other doctors. Though some of his later followers would call him doctor, Nostradamus never received any such degree.